I think I've got this, so
okay.
We'll see how my multitasking is here.
Probably better than mine this morning.
Madison, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us.
Of course.
We tracked you down finally.
Hey. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. How are things going in the classroom right now, especially with the annual walk-a-thon? It looks like kind of some of the preliminary stages already going right now.
Yeah, for sure. So the last couple weeks, our students have been researching all of the match day organizations, and they just got finished creating one-pagers with all the information about each organization. And yesterday they did a gallery walk and got to look through and read through each organization. And they just voted yesterday, so now we have our top five that we'll be raising money for this year.
Top five. Are you ready to unveil the list, or is that kept secret?
I definitely am ready, if you are.
We are, Matt. Go ahead, Madison.
So our top five this year are going to be Food for Students, Camp Alexander, Friends of the Emporia Animal Shelter, the Emporia Municipal Band, and the Baby Closet.
Good list. Yeah, that is a great list. And tell you what, the middle school walkathon has been a huge fundraiser for a lot of organizations over the years. As you've been able to raise a significant amount of money, haven't you?
Yeah, our total over the last 11 years, we've raised $131,800.
Wow. Has the process always been to use the match day organizations, or have you kind of evolved that over time?
We've kind of evolved it. We started as a stream day here at the middle school 11 years ago, and then when we found out how much money that started raising, we just am trying each year to make it bigger and better.
All right, so you've got the organizations in. So how does the fundraising for the kids work? How do they raise money for their walkathon?
So Friday, we are all of the ELA teachers are going to roll out the expectations of the walkathon, and they're actually going to start raising money after school on the 20th, and they will have 3 weeks until October 10th to go around. They'll have a packet with a little bit of flyer inside, and they'll go around door-to-door asking people for donations for the walkathon. It lists the top five organizations in there for them to shout out to the people that they're asking for donations from. And then we also have the silent auction the week of the walkathon as well that we'll be hosting through Facebook again this year.
Okay. Do you have your silent auction items that are ready to roll out, or are you still gathering some at this point in time?
We are still gathering them. We have lots of new ones this year, so we're really excited to be able to showcase them. We have some businesses in Topeka and Wichita and Kansas City donating this year, so it's going to be bigger than it's ever been, so we're really excited.
So are the kids excited once again this year?
Yes, they're getting very excited. Every day they're like, when do we get to start fundraising? When is it? So tomorrow we are ready for it, for sure.
Good deal. Madison, what has you so, excited to be part of this effort, you know, A, as a leader, but just in general terms, being involved? And what does this provide for the students that are a part of this?
Well, I love the fact that my mom started it here at the middle school, and then I started becoming a teacher, and now I get to kind of continue it for her. But what I love most about it is what the kids get to see, how it goes back to the community, and how the people that are part of the match day organizations come and accept the money that they worked so hard to donate the money for, and the kids get to see how they get to make a difference. And that day, on that Friday or Thursday, October 10th, when we get to have those organizations come and the kids get to see their total amount raised, that's my favorite part of this whole thing. So I just really try to amp it up and get the kids excited, because the end goal is just, it's been amazing these last 2 years, and I hope that we do the same this year.
Well, there's no reason not to get amped up about this. That is
agreed,
for sure.
Yeah.
The kids always do a great job, and as Madison mentioned, a significant amount of money has been raised and will continue to be raised for great groups and organizations here in and around the Emporia area. Madison, well, we appreciate your time as always. Good luck with the venture, and keep us posted.
Thank you. Will do.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Madison.
Thank you. Yep, bye.
Yeah, Madison Dragonis joining us here in our Newsmaker 2. Yeah, that's a big one that they do out there at the middle school. That walk is a huge fundraiser.
Yeah, and it's developed an awful lot just over the last 5 to 7 years. So great to see. We'll be rolling a story here to kind of keep this up in front of the public here this week on KVUE and KVUE.com to let you know more about the effort. Did want to let you know, too, that we are going to have a Newsmaker 3 here in just a second. We'll have Nicole Lipson joining us talking about the Flint Hills Mall food truck rally, which is taking place Saturday. And we do have a busy 8 o'clock hour coming up here tomorrow. During the newscast, Tiffany Wilson will talk about the Strong City Preservation Alliance's Black Tie Affair. That's one of the big activities area-wide for Saturday. We've got What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton. Earlier this week, we also told you about the merger between Crosswinds and Corner House. We'll be talking a little bit about that with Corner House President Rod Shepard and board member Ray Rogers for the Newsmaker 3 around 8:45 to 8:50. That'll also serve as a quick preview of Recovery in the Park, which is taking place later this month. So busy today, busy tomorrow here on KVOE.
And don't forget that our Talk of Emporia tomorrow will continue with our Match Day Foundation preview.
Indeed we will.
As another, five groups will be in. We'll introduce you. I think we've got about 11 or 12 down and still, 20 to go.
Another 20 left, yep. Yeah.
But that's what we have been featuring on our Friday Talk of Emporia programs. And it's always good to hear from the match day participants, and you learn a lot. And
yes,
that
indeed.
Will be the Talk of Emporia tomorrow at 11:05. Our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It's 8:35.
Get the most out of your wireless service with Nextech Wireless.